Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from the gloom tomb of Los Angeles, California. Miles Davis, let me get some ain't no fact checking for the people.
Ain't no fact checking. Do that. Ain't no fact checking.
Oh, yeah, we always go raw dog.
Ain't no fact checking.
I just want to know where your loaf is. Where the loaf at?
Ain't no checking.
This is a theme song. We believe in it. We live by it, and we podcast by it. We do not fact check. There ain't no fact checking. This is the Gringo Mandingo. They call me the White Arsenio Hall. And I'm in here with
G Monetti, a.k.a. the Black Ed McMahon.
Gerald Moody, G Moody, a.k.a. the Black Ed McMahon. Moody rhymes with duty. I never really appreciated that Moody rhymes with duty when I was a kid.
Why is that such a big thing?
It's funny, though. Moody rhymes with duty, but I never said that in all the years that I've known you.
You think I haven't heard that all in grade school? I was being ridiculed.
Did you? You never told me that.
I used to hate to hear the attendance by the teacher because my last name, I knew people would riff on that
and say,
duty, booty.
Oh, you heard it. You've heard all
that. I've heard all that since second grade.
Well, I was called Rap-A-Crap for a couple of years at summer camp. And who's laughing now, assholes? Huh? Who's laughing now, Camp Robin Hood? I wonder if anybody from Camp Robin Hood, my Camp Robin Hood days, listens to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast.
They do.
They're listening.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of trying to get in contact with the fans.
Oh, they got questions, right?
Oh yeah, we're gonna get into You Talking to Me segment.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that by answering some questions. You ask me a question, you talking to me, and I answer the question. All right, the first question
And I was asking, you talking to me? This is for me and Moody.
Yeah.
So it could be you talking to me or...
You're talking to me.
All right. Adam Scott, here's a few questions for you. Okay, what's your favorite current television series? I have to say The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's just me. I watch that shit. I'm into it.
Oh,
but I also like, let me see what else.
Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
I love Naked and Afraid.
Yo, we need to do a whole Naked and Afraid, like a whole episode on Naked and Afraid.
I always wanted to know why you haven't inquired about going on there.
Celebrity Naked and Afraid? Yo, yeah. Can you imagine me on there? I wouldn't last 15 minutes. Once I take my shoes off, before I take my clothes off, I'd be like, yo, I can't do this shit. Walking on stones. My feet hurt. Imagine what would happen to my body. I'd get sunburned.
Yo, you gotta rock that.
I complain so much in my normal, everyday habitat.
Right.
Imagine me out there in the bush. How do you think you would do? I think you'd be finished.
I'd be done, but I'd at least do 2 days.
We're going to do a whole Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
So the answer to that question is Naked and Afraid. Here's another question. All right. G. Monetti.
Yeah.
Here's a question. You can answer this. This is for you talking to me. With all your wisdom and street smarts, go back in time to 94, 95 and broker an East Coast, West Coast sit down. What would the play-by-play be? Could you have ended the beef? Or would it have been better to just throw Suge Knight in front of a train? This is their question. Respectfully submitted by the offices of the Rapper Pack Australia. Yo, Misha Adair.
It was no beef.
Break it down, Jimmy.
There was no fucking beef. We in New York didn't mind Dr. Dre with that chronic. This was like you said, this was two fucking guys.
Yeah, it was two guys and it got so
yo,
out of hand.
The Chronic and Snoop and them cats, yo, they were dope.
We fucked with Snoop hard. Speaking of, so to answer your question, in our mind, Misha.
No beef.
And we need to discuss on this episode of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, G. Monetti got to meet Snoop Dogg for the first time. We're going to get to that. The big homie.
Word.
Oh, no. Big Snoop Dogg. All right, you talking to me, dear Gringo Mandingo?
That's you.
When anybody says Gringo Mandingo to me, I feel elation.
They ain't talking to me. They talking
yo,
to you.
Yo, when I landed in Mexico, I landed off a plane one time, and a guy came up to me and he said,
Gringo.
You're the Gringo Mandingo. And I said, yes, I am.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, sir.
It was in Vegas, actually.
Uh-huh.
It was in Vegas. I just wanted to drop a few lines to tell you that I'm a loyal listener. Kevin Kortz from Hamburg, Germany. Here are my questions for you. You talking to me segment. Did you ever hit up Stallone for a small part in one of the Rocky films? I never did, but when they were making Rocky 6, which was before Rocky 7, which is Creed, me and Kevin Corrigan, my actor friend, we were like, yo, we should at least go to Philly and be extras in that. So I thought about it. I am trying. If anybody wants to start a petition, an online petition, I am trying to get Sylvester Stallone on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I worked with him in Copland. I'm not saying I'm the biggest Rocky fan, but I would say that I'm definitely a top 10 Rocky fan.
Yes,
I would think I would give him a great interview.
Yes.
G. Monetti, since we met when we were 12, 13, has Rocky always been a fixture in my life?
Oh, man, you got the picture in your wall with the fucking sweat hood, with the velvet lettering, the Rocky on the... That bugged me. I was like, damn, this motherfucker really liked that shit.
Yeah, I was really on that shit. I'm still on that Rocky shit. I'm still on that Let's Go Champ 2. Who follows Shannon Briggs on Instagram? Yo, if you want a good Instagram follow, an inspiring Instagram follow, follow Shannon Briggs, former heavyweight champion from...
Brownsville, Brooklyn, New York City.
Brooklyn, New York. Brownsville, Brooklyn. Mike Tyson, Shannon Briggs, and Riddick Bowe, all from 3 to 5 miles of each other, right?
My hometown, yes. Yes, indeed.
All three. How many miles would you say it is?
Not even three. Fucking blocks, yo.
Those guys are from all the three heavyweight champions from blocks apart in each other, of each other. A small part of Brooklyn called the Brownsville section of Brooklyn.
Yes.
All right, I loved you in True Romance. Did you ever come close to working with Quentin Tarantino? Yes, I have. I would love to work with him. I fucks with Quentin Tarantino. Hard body karate. Fucks with Quentin Tarantino. No Bruno. Have you ever traveled to Germany? Never been to Germany. Yo, we should podcast from Germany. Yeah. Bring us over there.
Jesse Owens.
I would love to come over there. Keep up the great work. Blah, 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 blah. Kevin Kortz, a.k.a. Herman the German. I fucks with Herman the German.
Yeah, I like that. Herman the German, what up?
Yo. And that's you talking to me. The I Am Rapport Stereo podcast comes live and direct from the Gloom Tomb of Los Angeles, California. And we are brought to you by one of my favorite sponsors of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is Club W. Because I, as I get older, I really can appreciate a great bottle of wine. And Club W makes it so easy to go online with such fair prices of bottles of wine. Trust me, go to Club W if you're into your wine. Save time, save the headache. Get the kind of wine that you wanna get. Go to Club W, which is offering 50% off to the listeners of the I Am Rappaport podcast. 50%, not 15, not 15, 50 off your first order when you go to Club W. That's clubw.com/Rappaport. I got me my favorite one so far is a Beautiful Waste of Time, a red wine. They got so many good wines on there. And it's all curated for your taste. Everything Nice White. Remember we brought the Everything Nice White when we brought it to Snoop Doggy Dog. I had a whole bottle. Me, G Monetti, and
Dean Collins.
Little Dean Collins. So with Club W, you get premium wine customized to your taste at a third of what you pay at the store. They even have a no-risk, 100% guarantee that you'll love what they send you. G Monetti, yeah. How did you like your first order of Club W?
Oh, man, I finished all them bottles. Man.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Comes quick, easy, clubw.com.
Yes.
Yo, all right, so we're back. The beats are funky. Yo, what do you say right now, Moody? Because we watched the Spurs play Golden State the other night. Now, they didn't have Tim Duncan, and Steph Curry went fucking ape shit on the whole team.
High school. He treats it like high school.
What do you mean?
It looks like he's toying with the greatest players in the world. So a man among boys in high school, that's how it looks.
A man among boys who still looks like a little guy.
A high yellow motherfucker.
Who doesn't brush his hair.
He don't put no lotion on.
He's just out there chilling. He's never hyped. He's never too hyped or too low. He's just always in the pocket.
Yes. He's a one-of-a-kind player.
One-of-a-kind. Yo, they're going to have to... He's like Will Chamberlain. They're going to have to change the rules for him.
Yeah.
He's making the shit look too easy. Like, you can't be at the half-court circle, at the top of the half-court circle, shooting, and it's not a heave. He's shooting from the top of the half-court circle like it's a regular shot. It's a free throw. He's not like... Yo, he brought that light-skinned shit back. Yo, when Albie Shore came out in 85, 86, no, it was like 86, 87, yo.
He was like the light skin
guy. I know you might be like, why are you saying this? Be like, Kanye says, he says that shit. And then Wesley came with the chocolate brown skin shit. He's the hottest shit since Albie Shore. Steph Curry, unless I'm forgetting something. Like, yo, remember Albie Shore? He had the Stonewash shit, the pretty boy shit.
The male.
He couldn't even sing.
Yeah.
He couldn't even sing.
He couldn't sing
worth a shit.
Yeah.
At least Christopher Williams, he go, can you feel
yeah.
that?
Don't wake me.
I'll be sure they were like, yo, this pretty motherfucker, we just need to make songs for him. Teddy Riley did,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
And we'll sell records.
Just put him out.
Just get him out there.
Yeah.
Like Menudo.
Word.
He was like a fucking, like a light-skinned Menudo by himself.
Word.
And Steph Curry's on that night and day. I can tell you yeah. how. All day, 24-7, he doesn't miss. He's on that Albie Shore hard body karate.
Yeah, and for a guy to bust your ass like that, shooting 40-foot jumpers, it's worse than getting dunked on.
Yeah, I think he's made it worse.
It's worse than getting dunked on.
All day.
Because he breaks you first
yeah.
and then steps back. See? The point in breaking a motherfucker is to get closer to the rim.
Right.
He steps back.
Right, he goes away from where the target place.
Right, right, and jays you like nothing. Like it's a layup.
Over and over and right. over.
Best shooter of all time.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
But I want to say something else,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
I have a revelation to tell you.
Oh, what is it?
You know, black people have a problem with ashy legs and ashiness.
Explain what that is.
When you come out of the shower and your skin is dry, with black people.
It's essentially dry skin.
But since we have the darkest skin, if you rake your nails across our skin, you'll see the ash whiteness. So the best lotion
is
I've discovered
is
Kiehl's.
I don't agree with you.
Kiehl's for black people, not you, motherfucker. The best lotion for black people.
That's a fucking good one.
Is Kiehl's.
Why do you say this?
Because I've used Kiehl's.
Is there a specific Kiehl's lotion?
Remember Ghostface Killah said, why do blacks rock ashy legs? That was a question in one of his songs. And it's true. But Kiehl's heals it. Mm. And this is not a sponsor but of the Iron Rappaport podcast.
You're ashy fuck right now. Look.
Because I don't have my Kiehl's here. They threw it away. In the airport I didn't have the fucking thing in the right size.
Oh, would you bring like a?
I had a tub of Kiehl's because I get ashy, right?
Yeah, because you look like shit now.
Yeah, man.
I could write my initials on your arms.
Listen, black people, Kiehl's, nothing else.
But there's many different kind of Kiehl's lotions. What kind is it? You go into
coriander.
Okay, that's the smell.
But they know what it is when you go into fucking Kiehl's. They got
and that stuff works.
Yo,
better than cocoa
your ash is gone.
For how long in the day?
Until you get back in the shower.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have a bunch of Kiehl's products. I fucks with Kiehl's.
But you don't got no problem with ash because nobody. I don't can have no problem with ash,
but I have dry skin, and I have.
Who would know? You walk out on the street. Who would know
that my skin is dry?
Yeah,
I could feel it.
But you could see it with me.
Yeah, I literally could write my. You could write your phone number on it, your arm.
Right.
Like you could have it there. Like, yo, you could write like little fucking selfies. Like, you know, remember to get the groceries.
So you don't need Kiehl's.
I need Kiehl's to feel comfortable. It's not going to look good. But I need sunblock to cover my skin all the time because, see, you have your deficits. As a black skinned person, and I have my deficits as a white skinned person. If I go out in the sun without sunblock, I'm already fucked up.
Yeah, you gonna be redder than a motherfucker.
You'll just be ashy.
Yeah,
and look like shit.
No, but I have that Kiehl's in my back pocket.
You don't have it. They took it at the airport. You don't have anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Why don't you keep a little bit in your socks, like a little tube?
Yeah. So yeah, I need to. You were scratching my fucking forearm the other day make fun of me.
Yes.
Because you knew.
Yes.
That the ash would spray.
Yes, I did. I scratched it. Yeah, I know. I'll post a picture on fucking on Instagram.
Let me tell my black people.
Go ahead.
Kiehl's. It's $25 for that fucking little lotion, but it's worth it.
Okay. What comes in second? What's your second favorite lotion?
Tubbo butter.
Okay.
You remember Tubbo Butter.
I remember Tubbo Butter.
Red
I remember
Fox.
The first time I discovered Tubbo Butter at your crib, I was like, oh, shit. It's really called Tubbo Butter. Tubbo Butter.
Right. Red Fox.
Yes. Why? What did he say about Tubbo Butter?
No, that's the company that makes Tubbo Butter.
Did it have something to do with Red Fox's Red Fox?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. All right.
That's the best lotion for black people. Kiehl's first. And Tubbo Butter.
You know what the best mattress is for any people? Casper Mattress.
Yeah.
An award-winning mattress company that makes the most ridiculously relaxing supportive mattresses sold directly to the consumer. The sleek new design bed is delivered directly to your door in a small box. Casper Mattress is available in how many sizes, G. Monetti?
Six sizes.
And has a 10-year full warranty. It's made and stitched right here in the United States of America. Free 2 to 5 day shipping in the United States and Canada. 100 night guarantee for a mattress. You're not going to get that anywhere else. Go to Casper.com. Put in the promo code Rappaport to save $50 on an already really fair priced mattress. That's Casper.com, C-A-S-P-E-R.
I have two subjects I want to talk to you about. I have an acting workshop, man, question.
Okay.
I remember back in the days, man.
Yeah.
You were really aggressive in the auditions and shit, right?
Yes.
You used to call me, and you made it seem like you were in the bullpen when you were going on auditions and shit.
Yes.
Like, you would say, you would call me, I'd be just in the crib or whatever, watching TV. You'd be like, yo, G, fuck these motherfuckers. You wouldn't even say hello. Fuck these motherfuckers, man.
From auditions.
From
on
auditions.
On payphones.
Right. So why would you be so antagonized? Who antagonized you?
No, I was, when I would go into auditions, I still have it now, but it's more contained. But when I was a young actor, before I even got a first job or when I was first getting my first jobs, I would treat the auditions the way...
Like you in jail.
The way Mike Tyson treated heavyweight fights when he was on top. Because to me, it was like a fight.
Life
like,
or death.
It was life or death. And it was the only way to focus. Like I treat it like sports. Like, yo, we got to win this game. I got to go in there and kick ass. I got to get this part. I got to do my thing and la, 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 la. And that's how I treat it. And I still, if I'm asked to audition, right, and they ask people to audition still, I have to get in that frame
they,
of mind.
They really do. They ask,
seasoned actors. Way better actors than me to audition.
Wow.
And it's the film and television business that are doing it. Because there's less work in the film business, they pay you less, and they will get the cream of the crop to do smaller parts. Because there's so much competitiveness in the TV business, same thing. They'll try to shit your pay and have you jump through hoops. Way better actors than me.
Right.
That I'm not even going to name their names, but I know for a fact that have to go meet and greet and sometimes audition. Academy Award-winning, Emmy Award-winning actors, and people get an old race. Just as far as actors in general,
right,
it's competitive, more competitive, and more fucked up than it's ever been. And what I'm saying is the God's honest truth. I live and breathe this shit every day.
Right, right.
And everybody's bogged down with this Oscar shit. That's why I'm like, yo, look at television. Television is more diverse than it's ever been. Not only are there plenty of ethnic roles, black, Spanish, Chinese.
Indian.
There should be more, I agree. But they have male black characters that are gay. Who would have ever thought that you would allow two males, black males, to be kissing on a major television show? Or the lead actress, Viola Davis, the great Viola Davis, she's a bisexual on television, Emmy Award winning part. Now listen, there should still be more shit, but like the reality is like, the film business doesn't represent what's going on in America. 99% of the people don't even go to the movies anymore.
Right, right.
It's all television.
You're right.
Television is in a good place, diversity-wise.
Right.
Can it get better? Can it continue to improve? Can it continue to take maintenance of itself? Yes. Yes, it can. But there's all this Oscar shit. Television is where it's at. It's where there's the most diversity. It's where the majority of the best work is done on television now.
Right, right.
You never would have thought that.
Right.
Like Bruce Willis being on a TV show before he was a movie star, that was like a weird thing. Like David Caruso, Woody Harrelson being on TV shows and then becoming movie stars.
Right.
Now you go to TV to become movie stars.
Right, right. Wow. Damn.
And now movie stars want to go to TV to work.
Right. See, you learning motherfuckers out there.
I'm telling you the inside scoop about show business.
You've been there.
I've been there. I haven't just been there. I'm in it now.
You're in it now, and you know.
I know what's going
so
on
that's
on a
why
day-to-day
I try to drag it out.
I'm giving you it rough, rugged, and raw without a bag.
Word.
Raw dog without a bag. I'm going to tell you how what's going on out here.
All right.
Yeah, what's your next question?
We had a racist-ass governor in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Who blamed his state's ooh-wee addiction on the black people.
Mm.
He didn't blame the victim, like the people who are using the fucking ooh-wee.
Explain yourself.
He said, if the, this is the fucking governor. This is the governor.
What's his name?
I think his fucking name.
We don't fact check here. I started the episode by playing the we don't fact check. The ain't no fact check.
Paul LePage. Fucking guy said, due to the fact that black people coming up from New York and they're selling ooh-wee to our beautiful white ladies, white girls, it's giving us, it's causing an epidemic. And he started naming the racist, stereotypical names.
What are the names?
D-Money. See, when you want to gain traction with your constituents, you go after who?
Blacks?
The black people who've been here since the beginning of time. Mm. And they've always...
Is there a lot of black folks in Maine?
There is 1%.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think so, because I spent some time in Maine.
And he blamed us. So what I want to tell my man, fuck you.
That's what this whole thing was about? You wanted to tell the guy you didn't even know his name at the beginning of this rant?
Fuck you.
Okay. No problem.
You can't blame us because we don't live there.
You fuck.
It's your girls on that ooh-wee.
Yeah.
K2. Mm. On that old, what it, Jerome. Maurice. Mm. As my man Barr would say.
That old, who's the defensive end for the Patriots?
He's on that old Chandler.
That Chandler Jones.
Yeah, you can't blame us, motherfucker.
Okay, that was sort of, you just frisbeed that in there. We talked about, ladies and gentlemen, me and Gerald have been talking about Gerald frisbeeing topics into the middle of episodes. Like, we'll be talking about, let's say, I don't know, Manu Ginobili's bald head. And then Gerald will just frisbee, like he'll just go from, yeah, Manu needs to shave his shit into there's a loaf alert in Pasadena. Like, yo, I'm talking about my man's head.
I said I wanted to segue.
Yo, what about the three killers, the escaped killers? Yo, we said this before.
Dick cutters.
Yo, there's a dick cutter on the loose. All loaves matter.
When you pumping your gas, just keep your eyes open.
Yo, keep your eyes open.
Because motherfuckers will cut your shit.
Yeah, they don't just want to kill you. They want to take dicks. Three escaped killers from Orange County, Los Angeles. That you know, we're not breaking the news. We're just reiterating it. Mind yourself. Mind yourself. Be careful. All loaves matter. One of the guys was convicted of killing a guy by cutting off that loaf.
And burning. And keeping. Remember I told you they was hiding dicks.
Yes, you said that.
What could be more terrible than that? You cut it and then you burn it. At least I could have it.
It's like a little cork.
Right? It's fucking nothing. Give it back. Give it back.
Yo, that's funny.
Right?
Give me my little fucking cork.
You burnt it.
My little fucking little nugget.
All loaves matter, yeah. Rap.
Word Yo, so Moody. How did you feel for the first time? We did this thing with Snoop Dogg, his show, Turfed Up.
Big homie.
That's coming up next week, Super Bowl week. I did his show. Of course, you've seen me and Snoop Dogg on his GGN show talk about the first time I met Snoop Dogg and the first time I met Tupac and then the first time Snoop Dogg smoked a blunt.
This is one of the coolest cats. This is a guy you meet, very friendly. Very engaging, not on some superstar shit. Snoop Dogg, yo, it was a pleasure to meet you, man.
We got to chill with Snoop. We did his show. We had the dude, what's his name? Genesis?
OTA Genesis. Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, Hannibal Buress. Little Dicky was there.
Absolutely.
Ty Dolla $ign and myself. It was a panel. It's coming out on his thing. And I'm, you know... Hanging around Snoop Dogg, I always like it's always like a little bit exciting. Like I'm always like, oh shit, it's Snoop Dogg. I just love seeing him do good, and he's so iconic. There's only one Snoop Dogg.
Yo, it's a few hip hop icons.
Yeah, he's an iconic,
and
dude.
He's an iconic hip hop guy that we love. And that was it was good for me to meet him. It was a pleasure, man.
Yeah, yo. You saw that.
Can I throw you another frisbee?
Yeah, frisbee it in.
You told me last time I was flying out, you say, yo, G,
yeah.
Have a nice flight.
Okay.
as if I'm flying the motherfucker. As if I have any control over this flight. A lot of motherfuckers be saying that.
Have a nice flight.
Have a nice flight. As if I'm in control of this shit. And I don't like these stewardesses. They don't feed motherfuckers on the planes now.
It's not the old days. They charge you.
Fuck that.
They're rude. They treat you like they don't want you around. Some of them.
I bring my wings, man.
You brought chicken wings?
I brought my wings. I put my shit in my ass, like in the back of my jeans. I'ma eat on that motherfucker. I'ma eat.
You snuck chicken wings onto the plane. You bought it after you checked in?
Yep.
And then you brought it onto the plane?
Yep.
And was eating chicken wings on the plane?
And french fries. Echo Wing, the great Red Fox, when they went to Hawaii.
Mm.
And he had that greasy bag of wings.
That's where you got the
idea.
That's where I got
the idea.
Yo, that's good shit.
Because they charge motherfuckers.
And how were people looking at you on the plane where you were eating chicken wings, which probably smell like barbecue and chicken and fries, as they should? Not bad, but it's just a specific smell.
No, I was sitting close to the window, so I would turn my back to the guy.
Why didn't you eat it in front of everybody and let them know you eat good?
The bag was all ketchup-y, so I just poured it out.
Okay, so you're frisbeeing in this in saying, don't say to you, have a good flight.
Yeah, because I'm not in the pilot shit where I could determine what we gonna do. Don't tell me that.
Bill Cosby, it looked like the shit was gonna hit the fan. Or Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, they indicted him. They dropped those charges.
Yeah. Yeah. And Hannibal Buress. I gotta say this to you. You're looking like a snitch ass nigga. Or, in Italian language, you're a fucking rat.
A rat. Whole family's rats.
Yeah.
Not his. Language, I was quoting a Joe Pesci, Spider. He's going to grow up to be a rat. His whole family's rats. It's a rat.
That's the Italian way. But in the black way, you a snitch-ass nigga.
In the mob, if you're a rat, they whack you. Or you got to turn Fed's evidence. Hannibal's lucky that people aren't looking at him like him. I'm a fan of his.
He took down a black icon,
yo,
and it might be shady.
Listen, I didn't get to ask him that because I'm a fan, but I wonder, is he like, yo, Bill Cosby might try to get me whacked? Can Bill Cosby push somebody's button?
No, he's
done. In his day, he could have pushed his button.
He's not there yet because he hasn't been totally cleared.
Oh.
He still has the cloak of guilt.
So do you think that, so would you say that Hannibal Buress is a rat?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right, okay.
But he's encroaching on that.
Shit. I didn't ever think about it that way because he's like sort of like a hero. He's like an American hero and shit. Like he fucking shut down essentially a rapist. But then you're looking at it like, yo, he shut down. I'm sure he's thought about all this. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, you know that, motherfucker.
Yeah, That's crazy, man. You're talking about frisbees and randomness. I want to compliment you because your head is shining.
Harry's, B.
Harry's razors are very, very good. It's 2016. It's a new year. It's a fresh start.
Let me talk to these motherfuckers, rap, because I'm the guy with the bald head.
Yo, G. Monetti shaves his head. Talk about your head. Okay, go ahead.
When I go into the shower with Harry's.
Yes.
And I go backwards. I go against the grain. Those razors get all the follicles.
No cuts.
No scrapes. No nicks.
No bumps. You don't have no bumps. You don't have to put a piece of duct tape across to your neck like Ving Rhames had in Pulp Fiction. That wasn't a cut.
Yeah.
He had those razor bumps.
And that's from that Gillette and all that keloids and all that sucker shit. But Harry's is the creme de la creme.
German engineered 5-blade cartridges.
So that's why my dome shines like it.
All right.
We were on Melrose. You said, damn, G. I said, yeah, Harry.
You shining.
That's right.
Factory direct prices. Cut out the middleman. Ships right to your door. Sell their blades at half the price of the leading brand. Over a million guys have already made the switch. Thousands more switch every day. Go to harrys.com. They'll give you $5 off your first order with the promo code Rappaport. That's Harry's, H-A-R-R-Y-S Superbowl.com.
Who you got in the Super Bowl? Did we say that?
Yo, my prediction is... Okay, my prediction is that the Carolina Panthers win. I think they have too many guns. They got tons of guns, like Gangstar. I think that they're going to win, although I want Peyton and Denver to win just for the sob story of it. But Cam is on a different planet. It's Cam Newton and the Rockettes. They're up there dancing. They're dabbing. But as much as I want Peyton to go out, like, you know, it's sort of like, you know, he's, you know, he's iconic, man. I don't have any stake in him. So I'm going to go with my prediction is Carolina. My heart wants Denver, but I don't have any real emotion in the game. I'm not betting on the game. So I hope it's a really good game.
Now, you bullshitting. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Okay, go ahead.
Denver going to get blown out. They're going to bench this motherfucker, and it's going to be a dab fest. Whip and nay-nay. Everything is happening. This is Cam's out party.
Coming out party.
Yes, sir.
They're going to bench him and put in a
They're going to put in this motherfucker.
Is his name Brock?
Yeah.
What's the backup quarterback?
Wait. Let's Brock.
Wait.
You name a motherfucker Brock?
It's a terrible name.
That's equivalent as naming a motherfucker a black name like a... Well, what's a crazy black name?
I don't know, Daquan?
Yeah. No, that's my nephew, motherfucker. Stop talking about that shit. My nephew in South Carolina. Ain't no bad name, motherfucker.
Daquan? You think I'm not saying it's a bad name, but do you think it's a, let's say, is it a good name?
It's a good name.
You think the name Daquan is a good name? Do you have any idea? I'm just asking. Do you have any idea the origins of it?
It's African American.
Okay, but do you think it's a good African American name?
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck yeah.
Okay,
all
so
that.
Then what's a bad name? Since you're the fucking authority.
Ain't no bad name.
You just
Shaniqua,
said it.
You just Tanasia, said
Brock is the equivalent of.
Wait, what? Brock.
Is it equivalent of, that's a stereotypical Caucasian name.
I never heard no motherfucker named Brock.
Oh yeah.
You?
Brock Lesnar? The wrestler, it's a very middle American name. It's not common, but it's middle American. It seems like a porno name. Brock.
Brock. Yeah.
Brock so-and-so.
Brock the cock.
Yeah.
The cock Brock.
Brock.
Yeah.
With his monster cock coming to a theater near you.
Were.
That'd be ill. Brock.
Brock. That motherfucker.
Yeah. That motherfucker Brock. You know what he's going to do.
He's going to turn it out.
Yeah. Big Burt Reynolds looking 6'4". Greg Olson looking motherfucker.
Yeah, with hair on his shit ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
what's
so
going to happen?
Your prediction is what?
They're going to blow these motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
And as a pity, Kubiak has to take him out.
Damn.
He got to take him out because he's going to be looking salty with them. You see them passes? You see how there's like what's the motherfucking name? Jaworski. There's no energy.
Yes.
It's fluttering at the end. The back, it's like a wounded duck. That's what he's throwing.
My passes don't make it there.
Right.
The receivers, please help me.
You think them brothers...
Demarius, please come to the ball.
Right.
Because my ball won't make it to you.
Right. It's no energy. You think them brothers... who's never been nowhere near no Super Bowl, who half of these motherfuckers can't even read, you think they not going to put it on this motherfucker?
Who?
Peyton? They know!
Wait, what is it that half them can't read? What does that have to do with
it? That's college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just send these motherfuckers out.
All of them. It has nothing to do with race. I called Gronkowski. You said to me that you were offended.
Yeah.
Last week, Gerald said to me he was offended. He said, I got to tell you, I was offended how many times you called my man Gronkowski
an
a gorilla.
An ape. I mean, you wasn't stopping with this motherfucker. Even when everybody in the room is just like walking out, you still calling his ass an ape.
Yo. Gronkowski's a fucking, he's a Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, no.
He's all fucked up. I love Gronk. I love Gronk, but he's literally like a Simpson character. Like, he's like the stereotype reincarnated right in front of you. Sometimes I need to take a breath. I get so hyped up and excited. Now, whether or not what I have to say or G. Moody has to say is worth 2 cents, We're here for the entertainment value. I've said this before, I say it again. 99.9% of what we say is pure bullshit. There is a 1.1% chance that we might say something mind-blowing that you should take away, ponder, and think about before you go to sleep or when you wake up the next day. One of my favorite things to do on the Iron Rapport podcast is to open up my Truey app on my iPhone, T-R-U-E-E-Y. Go to Truey app on the iPhone. You open it up. Fun app. You could ask. It asks you questions and you give your yes or no. 11 cups of coffee is a lot. Yes, you dumb fuck. You're going to overdose from that shit.
Yeah.
88% of the people agree. 12% of the people disagree. That's what I like about the Truey app. Here's a good question for you, G. Monetti. You could answer this. I wash my hands after I take a shit.
Sometimes.
Oh, you're a dirty, nasty fuck. Sometimes you wash your hands?
I got to be honest.
Sometimes you don't wash your hands also.
I in the airport, I had...
The airport has good places to wash your hands. Even I do that, and I'm known.
You a crazy motherfucker, though. You do shit. You do wild shit. You always been doing wild shit.
Like, what do you mean?
You just an impatient motherfucker. You just...
I got to wash my hands.
Nah, I'm not talking
about... What does that impatient have to do with me washing my hands?
You just a crazy motherfucker sometime, man.
Okay, so the Truey app, T-R-U-E-E-Y. Do you flush a public toilet with your foot? Yes.
Yeah.
72 agree. I'm a famous celebrity. G. Monetti can say yes.
I ain't.
Yo. In podcasting world, you're famous. In the podcasting world, you're famous.
Yeah, maybe so.
G. Monetti is getting pictures from chicks. Feel free to reach out to him on Instagram and on his DM.
And you could come to Gun Hill and let me know when you're coming to Gun Hill so I can be perched on that turnstile butt-ass naked.
Now, this is what I like about the Truey app. I'm going to ask one more question.
Yeah.
Sweet potato fries or regular fries? It depends. So in general, I'll say regular fries.
Regular.
Because not everybody's going to do sweet potato fries good.
Come on. That's for the cakes, man.
This is the question. I've taken a shit in a swimming pool.
I know. That's for you.
I've never taken a shit in a swimming pool. I've done some out there stuff. But I never
grimy,
done that.
You ain't that motherfucker.
So that's why I like the Truey app.
I got a question for you, man.
Oh, fuck.
Like, this is some ill shit. You think you're ready for this? Check it out.
Huh.
Sammy Sosa is trying belligerently to be white. Now,
he's crazy. He's gone nuts.
He has...
Sammy.
He has bleached his skin, and he has gotten to a level of... He took some of the melanin off. So I want to ask a white...
He went to phase one.
I want to ask a white person...
He's not white yet, but he's at phase one.
I want to ask a white person, okay, as yourself.
Thanks, man.
What do you think? Has he met the criteria for white people where you could say... Yeah, I want to cast him as...
We'll bring him into the fold?
Yeah. Or does he need more work?
He needs a lot more work. Because just because you look like a piece of shit, Sammy Sosa, and I used to love you. You brought a lot of joy to the game. I loved your run with Mark McGwire and all that whole thing. I loved it. I'm not a big baseball guy, but you brought a lot of fun and joy to baseball. You were like... An American icon. You were a baseball icon. Everybody knew Sammy Sosa. And now everybody looks at you and snickers and looks like you. What the fuck have you done to yourself? What have you done to yourself? He's never going to be accepted as white. First of all, he doesn't look white. Second of all, his last name is Sosa. How many fucking white people do you know the name Sosa? You could do whatever you think. You're still not going to be viewed as white. Okay? Second of all... You're batshit crazy. So no group wants to take in a person who's crazy. Because on top of all that, you have to be nuts to do what he's done to his skin.
Right.
He's nuts. When people do that stuff, forget just Sammy Sosa. When people disfigure themselves in the name of the ego and beautifying themselves or improving themselves, when they have such low self-esteem, I don't care if they're getting fake asses. I don't care if you're white and you're sitting in a tan booth to try to be black. You're Asian trying to be black in a tanning booth. I don't care if you got nose jobs, Jews, but everybody does it. All races do it. So we're breaking Sammy's rule. But if you hate yourself that much and you feel that low of yourself that you're going to totally transform your face, not a little self-improvement, not a little collagen, not a little Botox, whatever is like a normal thing, not a little filler here and there.
Burn your ass up.
We're talking about just totally transform your face, not your body like you want to get diesel, like your face, your grill, your legs, suctioning shit out.
Skin color.
Yo, you got to be nuts.
You're a nut. You're a nut job.
And if you're a girl out there, stop wearing so much makeup. Men don't like makeup.
Word.
Men don't like to touch girls with makeup all over their face. Men don't like to touch girls with weaves and wigs and little trapdoors in their shit. You go into a girl, some of these girls' heads, there's like trapdoors in there. You don't know what you're getting.
Yo.
You touch tits, you might get like stung. Fake tits, the fake sex. You don't know what, if you're getting tar in there, they're putting concrete. These they got the Gorilla Glue eyelashes on.
The wig comes off and you look like Ronaldo Snipes.
For those of you who don't know Ronaldo Snipes, he was a hell of a fighter. Hell of a fighter from the 90s.
Yeah.
Tough fighter. Tough. But he got his ass kicked. That's why he was known for that.
But I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
False advertising. That's like me putting a motherfucking big ass sock in my drawer.
Yeah, and you look like you have like you're like Brock.
He's Shawn Michaels.
You know, you're not Brock.
I'm not.
You're just G Monetti.
That's right. But
he's not gonna put a.
I'm not gonna do that.
So I don't. How did I get on this rant? Sammy Sosa and being accepted into the white community. I'm speaking for all the white people.
And yeah, that's what I was saying. And I was like, "Yo, how do y'all feel about it? Can he be admitted? Because obviously that's what he's looking to do.
He looks nuts. He's looking for validation from me,
from the white motherfuckers. That's why I'm talking to your ass.
For me. I bet you was like, you know what?
What can Rappaport?
One day I hope Rappaport accepts me as one of No, we're not. But it's not because we don't want.
We don't want you to fall.
We just don't want you. You're just nuts. This is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the new 2016 Vroom Tune.
Word.
Vroom.
The tune.
Vroom, 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 vroom tune. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engine. Vroom, 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 vroom. So this episode is a mashup. It's a new Vroom Tomb. I got myself a nice new Vroom Tomb. It's a Vroom Tomb, Gloom Tomb mashup. Because we're G Monetti is on his way back to the Boogie Down Bronx.
That's right.
How you feeling about that?
I'm kind of dejected, man.
I know, you're like, oh, this is my last night. Like, we're in fucking St. Croix or some shit. We ain't in St. Croix, Duke. You're like, oh, last night you wanted to fucking hang out on night. You're like, yo, it's my last night here. Like, we were in, like, Cannes.
Yo, I got to go back to snow, ice, man.
Yeah, I know. That does suck.
It's bad.
It's been good, but we're going to get you back out in Cali soon.
Hell yeah.
You got to go back. You're dealing with stuff with the insurance, with the Bronx Gloom Tomb.
That's right. We got to get that up and running.
Yeah, because as you know, there was a fire there, people.
Yep.
Shout out to every single person who helped support in any way, shape, and form.
What up?
The building of the Bronx Gloom Tomb. We're going to get it done. It's a little delayed. All the meals, all the oxtail meals and everything, we appreciate it, and we're going to get it all done.
Yes.
Putting down the mic because there's a cop behind me. Hold on. There is actually a cop behind me. And I have yet to been pulled over for podcasting and driving. I think it'll be a new first. If I told the cop, yo, I'm podcasting, he'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get out of the car, asshole.
Yeah.
All right. Left him in my dust. So we're going to just jump into it. Man. A few things just went crazy in the last couple of days. One, there was like a Twitter war yesterday between Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa, that turned into Amber Rose, a guest of the I Am Rapport podcast.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Looking forward to having her back on the show.
Right up.
She smelled very, very, very good when we did the interview with her.
Damn, I missed that.
Yeah, no, she's a good girl, good people. And so I'm sure everybody knows the deal, but Wiz Khalifa and Kanye, it's been all over the fucking news. So I don't need to give you those. We're not breaking the news.
Right.
But we are shaking the news. Ba-dum-bum. I don't even know where to start. Basically, Kanye West put out a tweet saying he just made the best record ever, and he put out a track list or some notes, and on the track list and notes, it said Kylie was here, as if she had something to do with it. And then people were like, yo, you whack Duke, and then all that, and then something happened. I don't know what set it off, but something happened with Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose, and Wiz Khalifa have a baby. And then, of course, Amber Rose and Kanye at one point dated. And then the next thing you know, Amber Rose came in and shut. She was like Reggie Jackson. She shut the whole thing down by sending a tweet saying, do you miss me playing all up in the ass?
Mm.
And then I don't know what else happened. It was so much going on that even I, who's totally burnt out on his phone and who's totally, you know, I need to get off this damn phone. But, I mean, where do we start? My first suggestion is, if Kylie helped make that record, maybe she's like, you know, maybe there should be a battle. Like KRS-One.
And Bumpy Nux.
Bumpy Knuckles versus Kylie Jenner and Kanye.
Right. If she's shopping for beats and putting records together.
If she has something to do with this, with his next record, that's the best record ever. She must be a hip-hop person now.
Right.
And, you know.
Jump in the fray.
Because, I know you don't follow everything, but as far as I know, and I'm not an expert either, but I'm pretty sure Kanye West has never been in hip-hop beef. I don't think he's ever, and I'm saying battle stuff. I don't condone any violence. I don't condone anything getting taken too far. But as far as, like, straight hip-hop beef, like LL and Kool Moe Dee or Nas, Jay-Z, has he ever been in like that, like where they go back and forth on record, like, yo, and then, like, you know, the best man wins, like the Drake and Meek Mill, like they went back and forth.
And it was highly publicized.
Because Kanye's no fucking slouch.
Right.
We could say what we want to say, and yesterday I think he took a Twitter L, as they like to say.
Yeah.
But in general, like, you know, he's not whack. He's not whack at all. Like, he's going to come with some shit.
Right.
So the person that would sort of take on Kanye West would have to be a formidable opponent. You can't just talk shit with him, like, because he's high level.
Right, he is.
But, I mean, I think, like, KRS-One
would shut it down.
He would shut it down.
Or Jadakiss.
Jadakiss would shut it down.
Line, every line.
KRS-One, like, I feel like this might be something that pulls him out from the shadows.
Right.
And that gets him going. I mean, how do you feel about Kanye's shit?
Yo, I never thought he was that funky anyway.
What do you mean, funky?
When you hear Premier, or when you hear Dr. Dre's beats, Pete Rock's beats, Lars Professor, it's funk. It's funky, you know? Funky beats. Your head nods, right? James Brown, you play his records now that was made 40 years ago. The funk is there.
Right, it doesn't die.
They're funky. These guys don't make house music type of beats with all the synthesizers and all that. Nah, it's that smacking drum and all that. But why would we think a Chicago guy would specialize in making boom bap music?
Explain. What do you mean by that? Because
Chicago is not known for that boom bap. They have their own sound.
Right.
And from what I know, it was like it's like house music.
Right.
They like house music in Chicago.
I don't like house music.
And that's cool, but I had to change my perspective on this cat. He gonna do that shit.
Right.
This, you know, he's not going to do that Dre shit.
No. You're right.
You know?
You're right.
But
you're
that's why he's good, but he's he was fucking up there with the best cats.
Right. You've always said that.
Always.
You've always said you fuck with him, but you don't fuck with him hard body karate, no Bruno.
When they put him on the cover of Time magazine.
That's when.
Yo, you got anointed. You got selected for that. Because there was way cats doper than you at that time. Yo. I never thought he was all that.
I hear you. Well, I don't know how this thing is going to end.
One more thing you forgot, Rap.
What?
One thing he said, which was sacrilege.
Oh.
You want to say it? You say it.
Yo, in one of his tweet rants, in one of the tweets that he said, and he said all kind of shit in the tweet rants.
Right.
But the thing that got my attention was Kanye said, I'm the one who made it so we can wear tight jeans.
Mm.
My man, that's nothing to brag about.
Word up.
That's nothing to be proud of. That's one of the things you go, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Word.
You got fucking guys wearing tight ass jeans, and you're bragging about that? Like, yo, I'm the reason why people are wearing tight jeans?
I knew it was you. I knew it was him. All of a sudden, everybody's wearing spandex shit.
Yo.
Feel like I'm on another planet.
And me and Moody are not guys that wear baggy shit. But I'm not wearing tight jeans. I already have enough chafing and problems with my loaf, keeping it manicured and nice. My loaf needs to breathe.
Word.
I'm not going to wear tight jeans wrapped around my, how can you sit in a car? Like if I was in the vroom tomb, vroom, vroom tomb, vroom. If I was in the vroom tomb right now with tight jeans, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Right. Right. So he had an agenda to make people uncomfortable.
And what's happening is, like, the tight jeans, the skirts, the whole thing. It's like everybody's trying to meld together. The skirts.
I saw it in a newspaper.
What?
The papers are complicit with the foolishness, rap.
Yes.
The article said male models are wiping away gender stereotypes as if being a man and wearing a Brooks Brothers suit or wearing some Banana Republic shit, right?
Or some jeans and some New Balance and a soft ass I Am Rappaport stereo podcast t-shirt, as if dressing like a traditional man
is a stereotype.
No.
That's not a stereotype. You're not getting away with that.
No.
You're not doing that.
That's not a fucking stereotype.
Fuck you.
No. No. And I don't support the fashion. Like, we're having the young shooter, Jaden Smith. Now he's the spokesperson for, or he's the fashion model for
Louis Vuitton
women's wear.
Women's line.
And they got Jaden Smith in dresses. So they're trying to make it seem like, let me tell you something.
Break it down,
bro. Let me tell you something. I embrace this whole thing of trying to make everybody the same, make men and women the same, make black and white people the same, make Asian and black people and white people the same, make Asian, Chinese, black, Spanish people. We're different. I appreciate
the difference.
Your differences.
Right.
I want to learn about your differences. I want to respect your differences. I might not agree with all of them,
right,
but that's how you bring people together. You don't bring people together by trying to force feed them into one unit.
Yep.
Like, you want a whitewashed society. Men and women are the same. There's no gender barriers. There's no men's room. There's no women's room.
Yeah.
There's no boys and girls locker room. There's no black people. You're black.
Damn right.
And I am white. You are blind as a bat. And I have sight. Shout out to Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy for the famous Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with the differences. I'm a hook-nosed Jew.
That's right.
Okay? You're not.
That's right.
Does your nose look like my nose?
No, no.
Why not?
We come from different stock. But it's okay.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
And like this whole, like, you know, trying to like erase gender stereotypes. What does that mean?
Well, yeah, it's a stereotype.
I have a dick.
That's right.
You have a vagina. You go through a menstrual cycle. We're different.
Right. And it's okay.
And the Asians are the Asians. And the Jews are the Jews.
Right.
And you're not going to get anywhere by trying to, you know, con people into thinking that it's okay that they don't have differences. People from New York sound different than people from the South.
That's right.
People from France sound different than people from Italy. That's good.
Oui. Yes.
I don't like it. It's dangerous.
I don't like that.
And there's an agenda going on.
Yeah. Why is that so important? Wiping out genders. Ain't no, a male is a male. A female is a female. This is how it is in nature, right? So it's not a stereotype for me to be a man or wear men's clothing. So I look stupid now. You see?
Right. You look dumb in a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
Right. Look at him.
Oh, you're just a stereotypical man.
Yep. You're old. Yeah. Fuck you, money.
Yeah. Nah. Fuck that. I don't get a menstrual cycle, and that's just because we're different.
Right.
We're all different. And I think women are physically stronger than men. That's some people, you know, like women could take more. They have babies and all this shit. Like, so this isn't any anti, because, you know, you got to watch what you say nowadays. The PC police,
right?
They'll get on you for everything. Yeah. They want to get on you for everything.
Yeah.
Where's America's next top racist? Is he on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast? Fuck you.
Yes, right.
We're the last man standing. And anybody else who wants to join us on the fucking mountaintop that we're on, come on.
That's right.
Because right now I feel like we're alone, because if you don't conform, like the New York Magazine, the AKA the Hipster Manifesto.
That's right.
Or Slate Magazine, Slate, all these shit online.
Hipster shit.
It's all hipster bullshit. Oh, we're all the same, ha ha. No, you're not.
No, you're not. No, you ain't.
Jazz music is jazz music. Reggae music is reggae music. Rock is rock. Hip hop is hip hop.
A rose is different from a weed.
A rose is different from a weed.
Yeah.
Should we make all flowers the same? You're making people the same. There shouldn't be any differences in flowers. Like, if color is an issue, why have crayons? Let's have just one color crayon.
Right, right.
Or just make it black and white. That's it. There shouldn't be the 164 color box of Crayola.
That's right.
Let me tell you what else is got my fucking balls in a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
This Kardashians, they never cease to amaze me. And then the Kardashians would defend themselves, say, if you don't like it, just don't watch us. I can't turn on my fucking TV or my computer without seeing you.
Yeah.
Why don't you fix it? Why don't you make it so? Why don't you fucking guys go away for a week? A day?
Word.
We had the card block guy who created the app to get rid of you fucks.
Yeah.
And then this Khloe Kardashian, the mean Kardashians. Mm-hmm. She has a new show, Cocktails with Khloe. It's always like they're like sex vixens.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
She has this whack-ass show, and I heard her on Howard Stern. It was a good interview, and Howard kept saying, how could E! Have not bought that show? And I was thinking to myself, yeah, how could E!, the home of the Kardashians, pass on a Kardashian show?
Word.
And then I saw the show browsing the channels, and I know why. It's a fucking joke.
Mm.
You might as well be doing a Periscope, doing I don't know, a Snapchat, and then this is not a show, and she's up there, and they're all drinking, and they're like, and then every other word is like some sort of sexual reference just to show how sexy they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like, oh, cocktails and cocks,
yeah.
And white cocks and black cocks. And it, everything is just like, it like oh, we're so risque. We right. just love all cocks. It's like all cock everything. That's the name of the show.
All cock everything.
Yeah. And they got my man Dizik, Scott Dizik, which I really think is a rapper named Scott Dizik. Yo, this Eddie Dizik.
Mm-hmm, that's a good name.
That would be a good name for a rapper.
Yeah.
Or
Black Dizik.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like that, too.
Change your name, Scott Dizik, to
Black Dizik.
And then they're up there with those little fucking bopsy twins, the Kalita, Kadisha, and I don't know, they're like little Chihuahua dogs.
They're
in
props.
Wigs.
The black people on them shows, or on them Kardashian shows, are actually props.
Those little girls they hang out with, those little twins with the wigs and the makeup.
Oh, they don't leave home without them wigs.
No. And they're up there like, yang, 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 and I date, yang, yang, yeah. yang, yang, and I'm talking, you do like
what the white guys you fuck with.
Who knows what they, maybe they don't.
They don't got nothing. You know what? We're going to call them Joe Frazier and Ernie Shavers. That's what we're going to call these two little motherfuckers.
Why?
Because I want to see you. I want an episode with you two fucking wig.
Come on Cocktails with Khloe with no wigs.
Right.
I just want to see you one time without the wigs and the makeup.
The long, flowing, fake hair.
I don't think that's the real hair. I think the real hair is like
Ernie Shavers and Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
After the fight.
Yeah, after the thrill in Manila. His shit was fucked up after
matted.
15 rounds with these wigs. Like, yeah. Everything's cocktails, this, and I love cocktails. Yo, and my man, they're on the show drinking in front of Scott Dizik. And like, the other dude is saying, like, I'm trying to help him with his sobriety. They're like drinking. Why are you drinking in front of Dizik?
He just came home.
You know he's on the verge.
Right.
yeah, but you want to keep going. And they're like, oh, well, he's a grown man. He should be able to speak. Of course, that. But why do it to him?
Word.
If you respect him and you love him and all, why are you drinking all that in front of him? And the little Bopsy twin, the one who looks more like Ernie Shavers, she gets up and gives Scott Disick a little lap dance. And you can see she don't have no flavor. Just how she was doing it, playing around, you could tell she has no flavor.
Damn.
That would be a pay-per-view event.
Take the wigs off.
Take the wigs off and come out.
Just come out.
People will pay money for that. Yo, the Khloe Kardashian, we're giving you that.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you that. That's our idea. You want to make some money because you guys will do anything.
Pay-per-view.
You want to exploit yourself? Exploit those little Bopsy twins you hang out with. No wigs, no makeup for 15 minutes.
Michael Buffer.
We get the best hairstylists in the world. See, can they cut through the matted afro?
Word.
Speaking of matted afros, if that's my segue. Speaking of matted afros, like I got another matted afro segment. No, just the other day on episode 123.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know this is episode 125.
Oh, Harlem in the place.
125th episode, 125th right. Street.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day, I was saying, why are there British actors playing iconic American roles?
Yep.
Batman, great job. I'm not saying they don't do a great job, but you mean to tell me there's no American actor that could play Superman, Spider-Man, and all this?
That's right.
And I've tried for years to be the next James Bond. I get laughed at. My agent's like, nice try, asshole. My agent's like, it's never going to happen.
Never.
Why? Why? Don't you want to see me in a Speedo coming out of the ocean like, I'm Bond, yo.
Hell yeah.
James fucking Bond. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to bring it up. I mean, Idris Elba, if you're not going to hire him, I should be the next in command.
Right. Yeah, man.
And just when I was saying ban the Brits from playing American superheroes, the craziest of all crazy shit happens. Ralph Fiennes' brother, Joseph Fiennes, a good actor,
mm-hmm.
has been cast in a film to play Michael fucking Jackson.
Get the fuck.
To play Michael fucking Jackson. And I got to tell you, at first I was like, this is crazy. Then I said, I don't really have a problem with that.
What?
Nah, I don't have a problem with that.
Why?
I have no problem with a white actor playing Michael Jackson if you get Ving Rhames to play Marlon Brando.
And you get
Taraji to play Elizabeth Taylor. Because that's the movie. It's Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, and Marlon Brando in a road trip movie. This is real.
Right.
And they got a white actor to play Michael Jackson. So if Lawrence Fishburne is playing Brando, then this all makes sense.
That's right.
And if, I don't know, Viola Davis gets to play Liz Taylor, that's good.
Other than that. Right.
This is some crazy, this is the craziest shit ever. How are you going to have a white actor? You want to talk about a boycott?
They could have got El DeBarge.
Anybody.
Some light skin. You need a high yellow because we got that stage where he high yellow.
What do you mean?
His skin, he bleached his skin, so you can't get a Seal to play this motherfucker.
No, you need.
You need a high yellow, but he has to be black. So he has to be El DeBarge, Chico DeBarge.
One of the DeBarge brothers.
Albie Shore.
Get Albie Shore. He's around.
Right. You got to get a high yellow,
you motherfucker. You get Joseph Fiennes, a British white dude, to play Michael Jackson. Mark my words, this won't happen. This movie will get shut down.
Word.
And if this movie doesn't get shut down, then something is wrong.
I want to see all the boycotters.
Yo.
Now. Sharp.
You want something to do. Everybody needs to get it popping with this shit.
Everybody come out.
Al. The good reverend, everybody. I'll be out there too. Everybody needs to protest this shit. Joseph Fiennes. I never heard of no shit like this, man. They need to shut this movie down.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to give a happy birthday shout out. We're a couple of days late. And these Iron Rapport podcasts will be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the first airing of this, Rakim Allah,
mm-hmm.
the God MC. I'm not sure how old he turned, but I know his birthday was the other day. We love you, Rakim. I met Rakim one time. I felt like I was seeing a fucking ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Top five. Low key that you might not see me. Incognito, taking it easy.
Top five.
Influential, voice, cadence, flow. Change the whole game.
Change. See, that's how you know you're iconic and you revolutionize your art. When you fucking change shit, like Wilt Chamberlain.
And people say you change it, right. Not just you.
Right, right.
Not just you on Twitter saying I did
it. Yeah.
We need to say that.
Your beats is whack,
and
dude.
You're not bigger than the genre itself.
That's right.
And if you think you are.
You're not.
You're not.
Exactly.
You're not.
You're not humble.
I don't know what else to say. Blake Griffin.
Snuffing cat.
You fucked up, Duke.
You fucked up.
And we love you, Blake. You're the best actor. His commercials are the best. Him and right. CP3.
Yeah.
Good guy. I don't know what he did wrong. I just hope no, because the NBA is going to investigate this. Blake, I like you. I respect you as a player. It's gotten better and better and better each year. I don't understand what the fuck you did. I hope no shady business comes out about it, you know, like, because I hope it is exactly what they say. It was just a stupid decision. What else, Mr. Moody? You're on your way back to New York.
Yeah.
It's the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. They call me the Albino Rhino.
Word.
Some people also call me White Mike, Milk,
Ike,
Bird, and the White Arsenio Hall. My partner, his name is G. Moody.
Wait. I'm not your partner.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Don't call me your partner.
Sorry. My co-host, 2015 co-host of the year, G. Monetti.
Yes.
G. Moody.
Yes.
Rhymes with duty. Mm-hmm. Never gets old. A.K.A. the Black Ed McMahon.
That's right. Black Ed McMahon.
This is the I Am Rapport Podcast, and we out.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.